A large bipartisan group of legislators have been pushing for restrictions on high-interest payday and car title loans for years. Last session, for the first time, interest rate caps were put in place, as well as other restrictions. However, this year, a bill from Democratic Senate Majority Leader Dick Sasslaw would extend access to car title loans to vehicles registered outside of Virginia. The bill passed the Senate overwhelmingly and went before the House yesterday. Democratic Delegate Joe Morrissey of Henrico.
This bill here completely extinguishes everything that we did last year. Daniel Battle is who we're protecting. Daniel Battle lived in Fort Washington, and in the end of 2009, she offered her car, 2006 Nissan, for collateral. All that she wanted was $2,500, and she borrowed $2,500. She made $800 payments a month for almost 8.5 months. After she had paid $7,000, Danielle still owed $7,000 on a loan that had an original lending, $2,500. She wasn't able to pay that lump sum of $7,000. She went out one morning and her car was gone. These loans are 180% to 264%. Call it whatever you want. Put as much lipstick on it as you want. That's usurious. This is a bad bill. It's mean-spirited for the other side to bring this bill back after we had some, just a small amount of improvement last year. I hope we not only kill it, I hope we put a stake through it, and I hope we send it back to the Senate patron.
Republican Delegate Bill Janus of Henrico.
If you're a moral busybody and you insist on substituting your moral judgment, your financial judgment, your fiscal judgment for those of every other person in the Commonwealth of Virginia, then vote against the bill. But don't kid yourself. You're not doing these people any favors. All you're doing is you're stripping the person who needs fast cash, who doesn't have a wallet full of credit cards like most of the people sitting on this floor here today. You're simply just guaranteeing that they're going to go get an open-ended loan where they won't have any of these safeguards. Vote for the bill.
The bill ultimately passed on a 51-47 vote, with Republicans and Democrats alike voting on both sides of the issue. In other news, House and Senate budget conferees appear to be off to a slow start on ironing out their differences over their proposed amendments to the state's two-year spending plan. Republican House Majority Leader and budget conferee Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights.
If you take all that spending to the Senate, it will take 2% revenue growth next year to just get us even. And let's be honest, what's going on here. It's an election coming up. Spend the money now. You get credit. All the groups love you. And then you leave Governor McDonald with the problem in a year. So he's got basically two choices. He can cut a lot of that spending that you put in there, or he can raise taxes. And I think if you look at a lot of the rhetoric, that's exactly what the intent is. Conference is about compromising. And we felt very strongly about our structural balanced budget. And we've articulated that. And of course, they feel very strongly about their spending. We've made what I consider an extremely fair offer that, if accepted, I think might get us out of here early. And that is a 50-50 offer. That's what compromise is about. We said the following. We'll take basically 50% from our one-time savings and put it towards your spending. You take 50% from your spending and you put it towards the structural pieces like AST and rainy day. Let's agree on the money amount, and then we can work down on how that's basically spent. That's extremely fair.
Democratic Senator and Budget Conferee Ed Hauck of Spotsylvania.
We've responded back to them, and in some ways we've actually moved to some of their positions on the splitting. The odd part about their decision is they want to split it, but then negotiate the items that we split. So that's not quite the way we want to do it. If we want to split it, when we ought to honor each other's elements and go on with it from there.
Governor Bob McDonnell says he's been in contact with the conferees and is optimistic that they can finish their work on time. Lawmakers now have just 4 days to produce a final spending plan before they adjourn on Saturday. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.